My name is Dominique Raparent. I'm the co-organizer of the Ottawa Comic Arts Festival 2026, and this is the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to celebrate Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Dominique Raparent about co-organizing the 2026 Ottawa Comic Arts Festival. Please like and subscribe to this website by hitting the subscribe button so you'll be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. Dominique Raparent is a 2D animator and artist based in Ottawa, Ontario. Additionally, Dominique is a co-organizer of the 2026 Ottawa Comic Arts Festival, otherwise known as OCAF. OCAF is a one-day event where comic artists and readers can come together and celebrate their passion for the visual narrative arts. The goal of the festival is to provide a platform for the diverse and talented creators of visual narrative arts within Ottawa and beyond. By showcasing a range of creators in both comic books and zines, OCAF hopes to highlight the assortment of voices in the field and present them to new audiences. OCAF is seeking to connect unique comic artists with readers, amplifying comics and zines in the cultural space of Ottawa. The event's ambition is to ultimately be a dedicated space for comics and zines, fostering a broader community, allowing anyone to engage with the social and educational opportunities of the arts. The inaugural event of OCAF will be held on April 4th, 2026, at the Glebe Community Center in Ottawa, Ontario. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Dominique Raparent about co-organizing the 2026 Ottawa Comic Arts Festival.
So, Dominique Raparent, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me. I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Well, before we get going to all the questions, I would like to know, what was the first comic book that you read?
Yeah, that's actually kind of funny. The first one that I actually picked up was Spawn because my older brothers had it lying around. But I don't think I quite understood the concept of a serialized story back then. So I was like, this is all that exists. But the first one that I actually read was this Italian comic called WITCH, Witch. It's by Elisabetta Gnone. And you wouldn't understand how popular it was in Mexico back in the 2000s. We would just like get it at newsstands. And I guess it was like later picked up by Disney and made into like an animation, which was so good. And it was like kind of influenced by manga. It was this like magical girl type of story. Yeah, it was just great. I would get it at the newsstand all the time.
Cool. Good stuff. Well, we're here talking today about the Ottawa Comic Arts Festival. So before we get to that, I want to ask you, what is your role in this festival?
So I'm a festival director. So right now my role is kind of a little bit of everything, just kind of getting the people who are interested in helping out, making sure that we have everything that we need, look at, like getting the location set up and ready. So all these things. Yeah, just festival director is what I do.
Very good. But it's not just you alone putting on this festival. You must have a great team. Can you talk about who are the people who are helping you out to make this happen?
Yeah, so I'm actually co-organizing it alongside Madeline Sugar. Yeah, we're doing it together. We kind of came together at the same time with the same idea. It was great. It was just like, oh, you also want to do this? Oh, I want to do this. Okay, let's do it together. We are also being helped out significantly by Beck Champagne, who is a storyboarder here in Ottawa, and Dennis Morin, who is an animator here in Ottawa and also makes comics.
Very good. So tell me then, what can attendees expect when they attend this year's OCAF?
Yeah, so we actually have 41 artists exhibiting, so they'll be bringing their original comics. And we also have some kind of local zine makers who are staples of the community. For example, the Ottawa Queer Zine Collective is going to be there, as well as Good Golly Zines. And we're also going to be having a workshop that will be a bit of an introduction to comics for anyone who hasn't done comics before. It's going to be called Pencils and Panels, A Brief Guide to Comic Making. And we're also going to be having a panel with four guests who will be talking about working in comics in Ottawa.
Can you say who they are, or you want to keep that under wraps?
Yeah, we're actually slowly releasing them. We do have one person out at the moment, Liesl Adams, who is an animation director here in Ottawa and also has published comic book and also a picture book.
Good stuff. I got to ask you then, is there a theme for this year's event?
We don't have a theme this year. It's kind of like the coming together of the inaugural Ottawa Comic Arts Festival. We might have one in future years, but this year we're just having the first one.
Great. Typically, each festival has a poster. I'm wondering if you could talk about who created this year's festival poster for the event.
So we actually have three separate posters. We have a lot of artistic talent here in Ottawa, and they just kind of all volunteered. So three people who volunteered are Dennis Morin, who is the one who made like a dragon-looking poster. Vic Champagne, who's the one who made the kind of like the goblins holding up this comic. And René Daigle, who made the one of this like sci-fi looking image with the person and like a creature stepping out of a comic.
Here's a loaded question. I've got to ask you then, what makes OCAF different or better than any of the other festivals that are taking place this year?
So it's actually very community driven. There's this overlap between the Ottawa animation community and the comics community. The Ottawa animation community is larger than one would expect for Ottawa if one doesn't know the animation community. I'm part of it, and we get together all the time. We organize, like, for example, one of the people organizes Ottawa Show and Tell, the animation show and tell. So we're very kind of community driven. So a lot of OCAF will be about building that community, like getting people to meet each other and work together in the future. And the person who organizes the animation show and tell, actually, I spoke with him last night, and he said, like, something like incidental collisions, which is what we are always trying to create. It's kind of like people meeting each other in ways that they would never meet in a regular kind of like festival setting, just because it's too hasty to go, go, go. But it's kind of like if they meet in this festival, we already have a way that they can meet each week, because we already do meet each week, like the animation community. And the comics community is very kind of like welcome to join in that as well.
That's great. Yeah. One of the themes that I've been promoting this year, and I don't know if anybody else is, the being more analog. And that means not just trying to get off social media and touch and feel books, but also enjoy them in person and get together. And I think these festivals are a great way for people to not only experience new authors and new creators, but also to share ideas and be in that same building together. So it's definitely a positive environment for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, I would cry the biggest tears if somebody like went to a workshop and then came back like 2-3 years later and was like, I made a comic. That's my dream. That's what I would love.
That's cool. So why hasn't Ottawa had a festival like this in the past?
That's kind of the question that we were asking each other when we came up with this. We were like, why haven't we? We're, I believe, the fifth largest city in Canada in terms of population. We already have a thriving arts community. I don't know, but there was actually a person who tried to make, just this lovely gentleman who tried to make it happen back in 2020. Unfortunately, the pandemic kicked off, so it could never happen. And I reached out to him and he was like, I'm kind of glad that new people are trying to do this. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's been a lot of hunger for it. Just nobody has actually come together to make it happen. And we want to be the ones.
Sure. Well, I know this is really, really getting the cart before the horse, but do you think this might be something that'll continue on in future years, or is just a one-time thing?
Yeah, we're definitely thinking about making it a yearly thing. And we're actually really hoping to grow our space, which is kind of like a bit of a challenge, but also might be a challenge that gets solved within a year, because there is this new central library that is being built called Arisoke, and it will have tons of space that we're hoping we might be able to get into to use, but we still don't know because it hasn't finished building. yeah, we're definitely looking to keep it going. If it's not in that space, then in the same space that we're having it now, maybe just like a couple more rooms, or there's also like the Ottawa Art Gallery. We're looking at different spaces, but like, yeah, we definitely want to keep it going.
Good. Because you're in Ottawa, the capital of Canada, I'm not sure how closely connected you are with the inner workings of the arts funding, but I wanted to ask you just off the cuff, what is the status of arts funding in Canada? Are you hearing anything positive, or is it changing, or is it still the same? What are you hearing there when you're in Ottawa?
Right. So it's kind of funny because like I've also worked in film prior to this, and film is not doing great in terms of funding, which is funny because of this like entire heated rivalry thing is getting everyone like super excited about funding the film in Canada. But just last year it got caught. So I'm like, hopefully it comes back. In terms of funding for like, an arts festival such as this one, I haven't heard anything about it changing. So it's, as far as I'm aware, if it's the same, just kind of great and bad timing at the same time. Well, we applied to this thing because our city is having its 200th anniversary, so they're having a bunch of grants. Just like bad timing, because I don't think we quite are the people they're looking for. But yeah, we're looking into that for future years for more grants, definitely. And we applied to like a couple ones. I just don't know if it's a little too tight this year. I don't know if we'll get them, but like hopefully next year.
So with everything we've been talking about the Ottawa Comic Arts Festival, where can people go to find out more information? Where can they go online?
Yeah, so we have a website, which is ottawacomicsfestival.com. We also do have a pretty active Instagram, which is just the Ottawa Comics Festival. And we also have a Blue Sky, kind of by the same name. Yeah.
Thanks to Dominique for the chat. You can discover more about the Ottawa Comic Arts Festival online at ottawacomicsfestival.com. And thank you for tuning in to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to visit the True North Country Comics website to listen to even more conversations with creators about making comic books and graphic novels. I also encourage you to subscribe via the website so you'll be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. You can follow along True North Country Comics on most social media platforms. And you're encouraged to send any and all feedback to john@truenorthcountrycomics.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2026. 20,